Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ugly Buddies. My name is Steven.
My name is George.
And George, we're so close to the season finale. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
We are.
And this is season 3, episode 23, Curveball. This has multiple meanings, but the meanings that I got from it is Daniel throws a ball and Betty gets a curveball in her life. One that she was not expecting. So, to start the episode, Daniel is taking Molly away from the hospital because at the end of the last episode, she passes out.
Yeah.
And they're taking away from the hospital. And I love how Suzuki St. Pierre said, "Oh, look at that clown." And she's talking about Betty. She's like, God. And Betty said, "I've been to his house."
Oh, and they were really pulling out the big guns for this episode, because doing a little research here, this was a 2-hour finale.
Yes.
So this aired on the same night. So they were really pulling out the big guns here.
Yeah, and this was a good episode. And then there, what's it called?
Because I'm going back on my research, and they didn't do this for any other season where it was a 2-hour finale. I'm looking at season 2, two episodes from the final season on different nights. I'm looking at season.
But the butterfly effect was the butterfly effect part 1 and part 2 the. Wasn't that the same
May
night?
May 10th, May 17th, season 1. So yeah, this is the first time, the first 2-hour finale that they did on Ugly Betty.
Mm.
Now for season 4.
What about the first two?
Once again, season premiere, same night, October 16th.
I remember, because I remember watching it when it came out. Oh gosh, I'm
so old.
So
this was the first. This was the first time they were doing a 2-hour finale, and then season 4, first time they were doing a 2-hour season premiere.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about I know this is in a few days when we record the season 4 openers, but do you want to do it in the same episode, since it's a two-parter and it's like, you know, it's basically a continuation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So yeah, let's talk about this episode. Yeah, from the events of the last episode, we also find out that,
and they really get to utilize New York in this season for the finale, because shout out to Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Joy Behar from The View.
Yeah, they did The View.
They get to utilize other shows that shoot in New York City now.
And what was it? Last word, Trinidad. Christine Baranski is back.
Yes.
And
you find out about the history.
And then we find out at the end of last episode, Claire is the senior vice president of Mead.
Yeah.
And then that means Wilhelmina reports directly to Claire about all things Mode.
Yeah.
And then Wilhelmina did not like that. She was screaming, smashing stuff in the planetarium. She probably paid a nice penny for that.
Yeah. Firing people on the spot.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I love how it's basically Cal and Claire versus Wilhelmina.
Another round of Wilhelmina versus Claire.
Yeah, it's like, oh, do I have to? And then and then this episode, it was basically, let's talk about all the Daniel stuff that happened this episode first before we move on to.
Oh, well, Daniel lost his, Daniel can't take all the celebrity he's getting from this.
And he can't take Molly and keep on saying, you're going to have so much fun after I die. There's going to be someone wonderful for you.
And Daniel can't take that either.
Yeah, and
because I get it, women are now fawning over Daniel because, you know, look at how loyal and great he's being to his sick wife. And, you know, women women love that kind of story, so of course he's getting the attention and the celebrity.
And then Molly's just want to make sure that he's someone cares for him after she dies, and she has this inner fear that they're gonna forget her. And Daniel does the most romantic thing ever. She is the cover of the wedding
issue. Yes. Oh.
What the hell do you feel that about that? Tell me all your feelings.
Well, I'll give you the floor. I love. It was a great way to immortalize her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had this whole beautiful monologue where she was like, "I just don't want people to forget that I was here."
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel said, "Well, now people will not forget that you were here."
Mm-hmm. Millions of people will see Maud. And it will be in the archives of Maud forever.
So they will know that you were here.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
He's tearing up right now.
Ooh.
He can't stand it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was very beautiful. It's going to be tough to pick an MVP for this season. Oh, because season 3 really...
And we're about to talk about our wrap-up next episode. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're almost done. And yeah. And then, is there anything else you want to talk about Daniel and Molly's relationship and the characters of this in Curveball? Oh, and then Daniel threw the ball. Because what made me so annoyed? Cal said, "It'll be so good if Molly throws the ball." Daniel said, "Like, no, didn't you?" That was so, Cal is so, grimy,
As a lot of rich, you know, New York businessmen are.
I wonder who we can, we're not going to say who that reminds us of. But, next, let's talk about no, that does this episode. Let's talk about Wilhelmina.
The beauty is this is a two-parter, mm-hmm. So we can talk about everything in this episode.
No, I want to separate because there are two separate events happened this episode. Even though technically it's a two-parter, I want to separate Curveball from the finale.
Oh, okay.
So, and also, we find out Christine Baranski is in this episode, yes?
Yes.
And then Wilhelmina finds out that there's history between Claire.
Yeah.
And Victoria. And Wilhelmina does vintage Wilhelmina and gets it to Victoria's tennis club.
Yeah.
And then a beautiful... They sing beautiful, beautiful
songs. We finally get two Broadway musical theater queens together to sing.
And what do they sing?
Oh, such a glorious... Right? It's a Broadway standard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it. It's not That's Life, is it?
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh.
The Lady is a... Is it The Lady is a...
No. I know what they're saying. It's from the movie A Star Is Born, starring Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah, the man that got away.
Yes. That was...
Yes, and I loved having the moment of those two queens right there.
You haven't heard that song before?
Yes, I heard it when Judy Garland did it in A Star Is Born, which I saw on the big screen.
I always wanted to see that movie on the big screen. Mm-hmm.
I've seen all of them except for the Janet Gaynor original one, which I still have to watch, which is on YouTube. I've been meaning to do that.
Which one is your favorite besides since you haven't seen Janet Gaynor's?
I have to say, still goes to Judy Garland. I loved Barbara Streisand's version. I loved Lady Gaga's version. But for me, Judy Garland.
I mean... Not vocally, you can't say anything bad about Barbara's or Gaga's vocals, but Judy's vocals in that movie, it was on point. She was singing from her heart, and you felt every single song. And then she just gave an Oscar winning performance. Everyone thought that she was gonna win before Miss Grace Kelly won.
Yep, it was assumed she was going to win.
She was lying in bed, and they sent a camera so she could accept her Oscar.
Yep, it was assumed she was going to win.
Yeah. But you know, that was basically almost the end of her career. That was basically because Judy did Judgment at Nuremberg, which she got another Oscar nomination.
She did.
And Rita Moreno won over her from West Side Story, and she might be nominated again for West Side Story coming up. Yeah,
full circle.
What if she does get nominated for West Side Story? That would be amazing. She was nominated for the same movie.
It would be a nice full circle moment.
And Rita Moreno is an EGOT. She has an Emmy, she has a Tony, she has a Grammy, and an Oscar. And she won her Oscar on her first try. And it's just Judy Garland's movie. It's just so amazing and so special. And remember that monologue in the dressing room?
Yes.
That's acting.
Yes.
This is not the Judy Garland We Love You podcast. This is the Ugly Betty podcast. And yeah, and well, Victoria slips to Wilhelmina, drunkenly slips to Wilhelmina, that Cal and Claire had an affair, and there was a baby that happened.
Yeah.
And then Wilhelmina goes and flaunts it to the press, basically.
Yep.
And then Claire said that baby was aborted. But we find out at the end of the episode, no, it's not. She put it up for adoption.
Yep.
And then...
Oh, families.
Oh, drama. And then let's talk about the main drama of this episode. Betty. Betty is, you know, doing her Betty thing.
And she has a blast from the past.
Her ex-boyfriend's in town.
And want to guess which one it is?
Henry.
So now we know who wins in the long game here one year later.
And, the Yeti interviews are this episode. And then Betty gets some, impresses a New York review. And then Betty finds out that she's going to get an offer from the New York review. And then Matt asks Betty to move in. And then
Betty's life is looking up.
And then Betty meets Henry. And they run into each other in chat, and they both go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
And the actress that plays Henry's girlfriend, I love her. I loved her from Don't Trust a Bee in Apartment 23. She's so amazing in that. I love seeing her work. And she was also in Gossip Girl for the whole series, I want to say.
Well, that show also did shoot in New York City as well, so.
I love Gossip. I was thinking about Gossip Girl earlier today. I said, like, I haven't seen Gossip Girl in a while.
I've never seen it.
You'll realize a lot of things about me once you watch that show. You're like, so this is why Steven's the way he is. XOXO.
Oh, Gossip but Girl. Then Betty commits the biggest mistake.
Kissing your ex-boyfriend.
And Matt was right there to see it. Oh. No. I really like Matt.
Yes. And then...
Dum dum dum.
And then what's it called? And then Betty also finds out why she was so depressed. The last appearance of Miss Bernadette Peters, her character stole Betty's job from her.
Yep, she wanted that job for herself, so she snatched it up for herself.
And she said, "Do you know how it's hard? But you feel for her." But
you don't agree with it, but you understand where she's coming from. You don't agree with it, but similar to Ivy in Smash. you don't agree with it, but you understand why she's coming from where she's coming from.
And also, Bernadette Peters plays
Ivy's mom
in Smash. I love seeing Bernadette Peters.
Me too. Been a fan since she was the wicked stepmother in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
And I loved her since she was in Gypsy. She was in Into the Woods, wrestling. She really cut her teeth off of Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Oh my gosh. It still doesn't feel real, you know?
What a legacy.
There's so many songs I love from his work, but this is not Stephen Sondheim. That's a lot of emotions. But yes. Oh my gosh, I'm still thinking about Sondheim. And
giving a moment of silence.
We gave a moment of silence earlier, but sometimes you just need to give him more. Follies. That you know what I want to watch later? I might watch on Sunday. Elaine Stritch has a concert.
Oh.
She had
a one woman show.
Yeah, she filmed her one woman show that won her a Tony. Mm-hmm. I want to sit down and watch that. Oh, I love her. Oh my gosh.
Me too.
Elaine Stritch.
Especially when she showed up at the end of Monster in Law.
You know what I loved her in? That she won an Emmy for. She, 30 Rock. I think she won the Emmy for playing,
Jack's mother. She was so brilliant.
She was so good.
You're flat, Jack. So, is that everything from this episode we wanted to cover before the second part of this epic two-part finale?
And then, I think that's it. This episode was a curveball.
Yes, it certainly was.
Hmm.
So.
Is there anything else? Oh my gosh.
Let's get ready for the finale next episode.
And this, yeah. So without
slash our wrap up.
Yeah, slash our wrap up of season 3.
All right.
So without further ado, my name is Steven.
My name is George.
Bye.
Bye.